Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the last broadcast ever of the Phil Hendry Show, and I have another 56 minutes, and then I'm going to be off the air. Actually, it'll be shorter than that. But Darren Norris, who was one of the great actors, one of the great voices in Team America, is with me, and he just called to say hello, and I'm glad you did, Darren. Darren was Spotswood in Team America. And I asked you to do a monologue, and you said, "There's nothing, Phil, that I could, there's nothing without the word penis in it, so I can't do anything from that film."
That's pretty true. I think the only thing I could probably remember is that that isn't completely filthy is this isn't about sex, Gary. It's about trust.
Gary. Yeah, that's it.
Well, Gary, the world famous actor.
Yeah. Well, hold on for a minute. We've got Jeff Dowder on the line. Jeff, you were the voice of intelligence.
Yeah, I was the voice of intelligence. Good morning, Mr. Peterman.
And, his name wasn't Peterman.
Spotswood.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Mr. Spotswood.
Hello, intelligence. How are you?
I'm good. We've got reports of Michael Moore, and he's pounding it out in a park somewhere. Or maybe that's another hot dog.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
weasel.
I don't know none of them.
Yeah, well, you need to read from it, whereas Darren can remember stuff.
Yeah, he remembers stuff.
Well, anyway, Darren... You're really nice guy to call in, man. Say hello this evening, and I hope that in my travels that we run into each other again, maybe professionally.
Let's do. Long before I met you and worked with you, I've been a huge fan, and I'm really going to miss your show.
Oh, brother, thanks a lot, man. I have mixed feelings, but mostly when I mix my feelings up and pour them into a glass, it comes out. It looks pretty good. I'll drink it.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks very much, Darren. Talk to you soon.
Righto.
Thanks. Darren Norris, you guys, Spotswood from Team America. Nice of him to call in, isn't it? Now, we've got some folks hanging on, and we're going to be gone after tonight. So if you wanted to touch base, tell me where you're at. Any women out there who, later on, Phil, I don't know if you're interested, but we are having drinks. Oh, okay. I had a friend of mine one time, he left the station and went right out to Palm Springs because he got a call from a chick who said they were having some sort of a witch's coven. So he went out there and we haven't seen him since, but I get telegrams. All right, and I also want to mention my affiliates, the people, the brave, brave broadcasters that carried our show, that stood behind this radio show, a radio show that is content heavy. I know you guys hear me talk about that, but if you think about it, and you think about the work that goes into our show, the writing that goes into it, the performance that goes into it, there isn't a radio show like it. And that's what we mean by content heavy. And in our business, in the radio business, it's not really content so much as it is just, I don't know, just keeping the VU meter popping between commercials. So these radio stations, I'm going to mention them throughout the evening. What are you looking at, bud?
You're not going to do that.
Why not? Why not?
Apple Valley.
Well, so what if it's Apple Valley?
Well, what if yes, you got her there?
Los Angeles, San Diego, New York.
Well.
All right, it's Norwalk, Connecticut.
Yeah.
West Palm Beach.
Oh, woo, West Palm Beach. Hey, is William Kennedy Smith in? I thought I'd like to go and beat a woman up. God, what a pervert.
Why don't you shut up? Honolulu, huh? There's some big time.
Yeah, huh?
I don't care, man. I don't care what you say. I'm going to mention my affiliates. Great people. And by the way, on that note, our friends in Canada, our very, very, very dear friends up there in Canada, have preempted us tonight, preempted George Norrie tonight so they can run our show. So what do you think of that?
George will be pissed.
I don't care. No, he's not going to be pissed. George understands. He's a good man. So, Canada, thank you for your support. I know that I had trouble there with the National Board of Dick Brains. What was the name of that group? I forget, but I said something like WAP on the air, and it got me banned in I was banned in all moose lodges and things. It just didn't want me in there. Seriously, it's like the FCC of Canada, only it has no real legal power. But when they say something, people jump. I don't get it either. However, we've got a very, very loyal station in CKTB. We appreciate that so much. Our friends up in Santa Cruz have preempted George tonight. So, in other words, they're people that generally bought my show in a package with George's. And so they're preempting the 3 hours of George. And I also want to thank a few people. And this won't take very long, only about an hour and a half. And these are some people who were my producers of this radio show from the time I started the show down in up in Ventura, California, the time we're at right now. Greg Glasser was my producer in Ventura. Greg, good guy. And I know you understand. I think it's funny that you were on work release when you were producing my show, because he was.
Yeah, well, how come you give me trouble?
That's when I met you, you idiot. You put your head through that tree up there on 33. That's what Glasser was working for me then.
See the one that smelled like liquor?
Yes, that's why he was on work release. Then we went on to Atlanta, and Phil Reed was my producer. Phil was a young man. He died shortly thereafter. I hope it wasn't anything that I gave him. No, he actually had kidney failure, but he was a hell of a guy. We went into Minneapolis, and it was Rob Pendleton who produced my show in Minneapolis for most of those many months that I was in Minneapolis. And Rob was a great guy. He turned me on to a pretty good bar. I can't remember the name. I think it was called Sherlock Holmes Tavern in Minneapolis. And then I went into Miami, and it was Andy Kalb for all the years that I was in Miami. And Andy's over at ABC right now, wears a suit. His hair, man, he ain't got much of it. Because Andy was a young, strapping cat in Miami. He went up to ABC, slapped on a suit, and suddenly his forehead got big. But he's a dad now. And then when I came to KFI in Los Angeles, it was Jonah Weiland. By the way, go check out Jonah's work. He's got a website called Comic Book Resources. It's amazing. It's incredible. I mean, when he was first producing my show, and he had this Comic Book Resources website, it was sort of a bare-bones website. Now the thing is, you must be making millions on that thing, Weiland. He's got advertisers, man. He's got Chrysler, you know, big freaking Mercedes ads. And then after Jonah, we had Mike Schaefer, and Michael came over here with us from KFI, and now he's back at KFI. Janice and Garrow was with us from Vancouver, who I drove crazy, and now she hates me. She wants to slit me. She wants to slit my throat from ear to ear for a farthing. And she's probably okay. I'm the one that's crazy. And, of course, my brother here, who produces the show now, Mark Newman. And Mark has been putting together our archive material for us to get up on the website. And tonight he sits across from me, the recipient of a bottle of Don Julio. Did I give you a bottle of that stuff? I did. Well, I got another one you can have. And I've got a bottle of Cristal in my office. And Michelle Hernandez, who's also my producer, she wants in on that real big time. So we may just have to crack that baby and spend the night here. Now, the other things that I want to mention... I'd like to...
Come on, pick it up, pick it up.
Why don't you... you give me that pick it up sign?
Man said to pick it up.
Don't be waving your freaking finger in a circle, man. Like, come on, let's go. Get you some goals, man. Freaking drive me nuts with that.
Mr. Hall said you gotta pick it up.
Oh, pick up what? Why don't you go out and pick up the lot? What, do I gotta get it to another record or something, man? How gotta get to the next Led Zeppelin record?
Get him a call and stuff and everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, let's get to some calls. Kick your ass.
Yeah, you in the army.
What does that mean? Me in the army? Yeah, okay. You know, I tell you what, I'm going to take a break because you pissed me off so much.
Yeah, that's it. Blame me every time.
Well, you know what, man? I got to try and get calls. I'm trying to do stuff. You're waving your freaking finger in a circle like you're a retard. Here, why don't I get you some freaking bologna, man? You can lick it and stick it on the window.
Okay, just for that, I'm going to call Mr. Hall.
I don't give a crap. It's my last freaking night on the air. Yeah.
What do you say to the retard?
I don't care. I'm trying to get stuff done. He's doing the waving thing.
I told him to do the finger in a circle to make you pick it up.
Pick up what, man? I'm talking to people. I'm talking about stuff.
Jesus, take it easy. I'm just...
Yeah, and I don't work for you anymore, okay? So blow it out your rear end.
One of these days, Henry, you're going to need me. And I won't be there to answer the phone. Back at you.
Yeah. So much for you waving your finger, bud.
Well, I did it clockwise the way he said.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello. I'm Rudy Canoza. When I first met Phil Hendry, we were in Miami, and I quickly came to Los Angeles with Phil. It was very shortly after I met him in Miami. I came to Los Angeles. I started Je T'aime Lingerie. It's on Ventura Boulevard. The women, I understand. I understand women. One of the things, as you know, as I've said on the show, I've popularized, and I hope that you will keep it in your minds and in your hearts forever. This is what Rudy wants, is for you to say to a woman when you see her go by, la, 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 bing, tilt. And don't forget, shoot them lingerie half off, and if you're, you know, a beast, doesn't mean we don't love you. What is this crap? What are you playing, Billy?
This is the music for the women who want to put on sex clothes.
This is not romantic. This is the Three Stooges, you jackass. What a jackball. I'm Rudy. I have to attend to business. Ladies, from Rudy to you. Yep, her eyes are rolling back in her head.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
These jazz musicians. You know something? Heroin. I recommend it for jazz musicians, but only jazz musicians.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, thanks, Sir Rudy. There's Rudy Canoza. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Christina?
Hello.
How are you? Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for so much for since the first night when you were since the first night. I've met so many people.
Well, my radio show, or when you and I met? Where did we meet?
No. I feel like I've met most of your characters.
Oh yeah.
But actually, my son John, he met you when he got tickets to see Teachers, and he's a big fan too. And we're both going to miss you very much.
You're very kind, Rudy. What is that?
Christina, this is Rudy. Did I see you in my store?
I've never been in your store. I don't think I would feel comfortable, Rudy, to tell you the truth.
Because something about the sound of your voice and your name that wants me to go. But that's just me.
Get out of here. All right, Christina, thank you so much. You're very kind for calling. Thanks.
Well, good. All the best. God bless. Okay,
thank you.
Jeff?
Bye-bye.
All right, you want to get somebody under 60?
Why don't you shut up? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Phil.
How are you?
Hey, it's an honor to be on with you on your last day.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for all the good laughs you've provided over the years. It's been a great thing to come home after school and work and just listen to you and kick back.
Appreciate it, man. Now you want to get you don't want to get too kicked back.
Oh, know? Come on, man.
No, you've got to. Otherwise, you just begin to atrophy. You know, you'll be so mellow, you'll be so kicked back that you'll just, as Woody Allen says, you'll ripen and rot. You know, where are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a student right now at San Jose State.
And you've been a student for how many years?
Well, for all my life.
At San Jose State, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, San Jose will always be significant in my mind because I was hitchhiking from San Francisco to Los Angeles one summer, and I got stuck in San Jose for 12 hours. I couldn't get a ride.
Uh-huh.
And you want to know why?
Because
Richard Nixon had been at San Jose State addressing the student body, and he got pelted with rocks. And so I looked like a hippie, so everybody driving down the freeway thought that I was some freak from San Jose State who threw rocks at Richard Nixon, and I couldn't get a ride for love or money. I remember sleeping in the weeds off of a freeway on ramp in San Jose.
That's great.
Yeah, anyway, it's just one of those stories, you know. All right, this is an uncomfortable kind of moment, isn't it? We don't really know what to say to each other, except that I appreciate you very much for calling me, man. It's good of you. It's good of you.
Oh, man.
You're going to be on the website, man? Come on. Give me some of that email stuff, dude.
Oh, of course, man.
Yeah, go to the website, and I'll hook you up in the best way I know how. Listen to this guy.
Is that something a little FCC, non-friendly, or?
What's that? No, it's just, the website's going to have uncut material, uncensored stuff, just as soon as we get out from underneath Clear Channel. I mean, just as soon as we are free. I mean, you know, just, it's going to be great.
So we're going to be able to hear that Ted's of Beverly Hills one.
Oh, dude, yes, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Completely full, uncut.
Oh, thank God.
In fact, last night, if you were listening to Ted last night, he had the line going throughout the show. You know. Ted.
I didn't hear that.
Get Ted on the line, will you? Yeah, he did. And
who?
Ted Bell. Yeah, so he was.
How you spelling that?
Anyway, Ryan, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. See you later.
Good luck.
Was he high?
I don't know. Get him on the phone, like I said. Hey, Ted. Ted?
Yeah, Bill, right here.
What's that slogan?
Ted's
Beverly Hills. Oh, here, yeah, this is the jingle here, Phil. What do you ask me?
What is the beep?
Well, I can't say what's in the beef, but I can't tell you Ted Bell has some of the greatest, the finest, the juiciest meat that you ever slipped between your...
Okay.
Here at Ted's. We want to put our meat in your beep. Isn't that charming? Oh, that's charming.
You know what, Ted? That and that alone will make your steakhouse famous.
My steakhouse is famous. What does that mean? It will make it famous. It is famous. We have movie star, got everybody coming in. All they want to do is slip Ted's meat in there.
Thank you. I think we've lost our line. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I was just getting around to some of these affiliates before Bud started ragging on the market sizes that we're in. But we were on KFQD in Anchorage, KZON in Phoenix, KZZZ in Phoenix, The Jolt in Tucson. Remember those cats? Great people. KBTM in Jonesboro, Arkansas, KLAC, AM570 LA, KSCO in Monterey. We were on in KVEC in San Luis Obispo, out in Palm Springs on KNWZ, KGOE in Eureka, KGEO in Bakersfield. See, there's a difference there, bud.
Yeah, one, the E goes later.
Yes. Palmdale, KUTY, Cutie in Palmdale, in Apple Valley, KIXW.
Gotta get to bed. Some cows to milk.
Hey, get Frank on it. Hey, Frank Gray, you there?
I'm right here, young man. Hey, congratulations on your retirement. Congratulations on your retirement. I'll tell you again, congratulations on your retirement. And I've got him now.
Is that Phil?
Yes, it's Phil. He's always bothering me. Phil.
Who is?
Margaret.
Oh, yeah, the gender confusion.
What?
Nothing. I'm just naming off the markets I'm in.
Okay. What are you, Apple, did you say Apple? Appleton?
No. Where's Appleton?
Well, Appleton's where I'm from. I'm from Appleton, California. And it is the apple capital of California, believe it or not. And apples everywhere. It was a wonderful place to grow up. Appletown is what we called it. But it was Appleton. And our mayor, if you can believe this, Phil, our mayor was a guy by the name of Jack McIntosh.
All right, see you later. What an ass.
Wait a second. She was a great mayor. She was one of those people that...
What do you mean, she?
Give me the phone. All right. Don't take the phone from me. Oh, no, Frank, not in the face. I've got an interview with Tom Hanks. Oh! I had to belt it.
Did you hit Margaret?
Yeah, I hit him. No one takes the phone away from Frank Gray. No one. Now, I'm talking to you. He can sit and wait his turn. Excuse me, don't you have a cell phone?
I do, Frank.
Oh, quit pretending like your lips exploded. You know, he went out and got collagen shots for those lips. I got to tell you something, it's worth it. All of you guys out there who, you know, you want a little bit of that afternoon delight, you don't want to have to go ahead and unbuckle your belt all that far, those collagen shots really do it.
Can you please clean it up here, man? I'm trying to read my affiliate list.
What's dirty about reading an affiliate list unless the call letters spell out, you know, crap or something like that?
KIXW in Apple Valley.
Kixwa.
KCSF San Diego.
Kikusuf.
KRMR Denver.
Kermer.
Hartford and New Haven, WELI.
Welly.
New York, WNLK.
Nook.
New York, WSTC. Tampa, St. Petersburg, WFLA.
Wufla.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, WIOD.
Weod.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, WKIZ.
Wakiz.
WJNO, West Palm Beach.
Wichno. What kind of stations are these? Wichno and Wakiz. Sounds like what happens when I tap a kidney. Wakiz.
Tallahassee, WNLS. Hang up on this old fruit.
Who's he?
He says he when the guy's gay. You know what? I so much want to just conclude this. All right, we'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Well, here. L.A., I already mentioned L.A. Atlanta, WGST.
We'll get you.
Shut up. Columbus, WDAK in Columbus, GA. Honolulu, KUMU. Springfield, Illinois, WMAY, Sioux City, KSCJ, Burlington, Iowa, KCPS, and Davenport, and Rock Island, and Moline.
Choo-choo!
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I want to tell you, first off, our website will be there for you, for us. It is www.philhendryshow.com. This is our last broadcast ever. 16 years of doing a radio show that we are very proud of in a business that is a great business to be in if you're a creative, but you've got to fight your way through, man. It's different from television. Television is a, you know, it's a content-driven medium, as I've always said. In radio, there's no farm team. There's no talent development. For those of you that are out there and you're struggling and you're striving to create a radio show, keep pushing through, man. The people that run our business right now are, they're old school. They're just old school. There are a lot of airtime salesmen, and there's nothing wrong with selling airtime. But let me give you an example. Satellite, you don't need to sell airtime. And yet, who did they hire to run the largest satellite company, or one of the largest satellite companies, Sirius? They hired an airtime salesman, Mel Karmazan. He doesn't know anything about getting subscribers. He does know one thing. He knew enough to hire Howard Stern. But other than that, the guy sells airtime. So why would they hire him? We don't know. Why did they hire a guy that's from the movie business to program a radio channel? We don't know. And why did XM give Oprah Winfrey millions? It was like Christmas. Oprah is giving out millions to her friends saying, do you want to do a radio show? Because XM is so stupid, they're giving me millions of dollars. As she puts her wig on for the day. And this is what we're up against. Now, the day will come when we have people who run our business who actually have some regard for content. But until then, as long as they can, sell the airtime, the fact of the matter remains that as a elder statesman, 33 years, I have the right to say this. And the guys that run the radio companies today are the most worthless, empty suits that I've ever come across in my life. But I will say this, there are great people on the radio, man. Some really good, very talented, hardworking people on the radio. And I know you work for a living. You know I work for a living. The rest of those people, down a rat hole. However, after 33 years and 16 years of doing this show, it's time for me to go on and become a multimillionaire in the film business. I'll remember all of you very fondly. Please wave to me and go, oh, Phil, 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 as I'm walking down the red carpet. And I'll go, oh, yeah, hi, thank you. Yeah, I was with Sweet Feathery Jesus Bull haircut. Nah, I don't play that anymore, man. See you later. And I'll just whisk by. Yeah, right. More likely, I'll be on the side of a freeway. If you see a bald guy selling oranges, friend, that could be me, wearing a Phil Hendry Show t-shirt. Man, I'd love that. In fact, you know what? There is something to be said for this lemonade stand thing. My daughter made a bundle of dough one summer. So if you're going down Lynn Road in Thousand Oaks and you see a fat bald guy with shades, his feet up, reading a racing form with a Cal Berkeley Bear hat on, that's me. And I'm selling lemonade. We are going to end the show tonight with a little feature. Not anything big. Margaret will sing for us. That's all I'm going to tell you. But it is a small little item that we'd like you to hang around for. Again, I want you to remember our website. I'll remember you in my prayers. I'll be back. We're just going to take another break here. I'll be right back, and I'll take a couple of calls. But I will pray for you, and when I hit my knees tonight, I wear those pajamas that have the feet. Well, in any event, we'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I also want to say hello to my friend Mo in Toronto. I'm going to call you. I'm going to email you. I got, it's a lot. Take a phone call here. April. Hi, April.
Hi, Phil.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling tonight.
Good.
We know April from Salt Lake City, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, you can see April in 10 magazine. I just forget the month.
Perfect 10. It's
perfect.
Winter 2004.
Yeah, she's in perfect 10. She's the blonde with, the perfect 10s. I mean, well, not that. But how is the weather there? What am I
it's
talking
really,
weather with?
Really
this is the last night I'm ever going to be on the radio. Why am I talking
bullcrap? I'm going to miss you, Phil. I love
miss
you.
Me. I'm flying you out here.
Okay.
We're spending 4 quiet days at a friend of mine's estate. From there, we'll be on a yacht. And at that point, then a helicopter picks us up, and we'll just go reef surfing. And from there, I've got a small cabin in Fiji. And from there...
Fabulous. There,
that'll work.
That'll work.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. What's everybody saying over there at Sweet Feathery You-Know-What?
You know what? I'm at work right now, so I don't know.
Where do you work?
I work at a club.
Yeah, cool. Like, are you a dancer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
Now, are we talking about a classy joint like Olympic Gardens, or are we talking about the Pink Lady Lounge, or what?
Classy.
Beauty.
In Utah. So, we don't do lap dances, but you get to see mostly naked girls.
How does this stuff work in Utah? You're in Utah. They won't let you lap dance. So, what is a really adult place like in Salt Lake City? What is that about?
You basically get on stage, and you wear pasties and G-string or whatever, not even a G-string, but you get up on stage and people pay you money just to look at you.
Oh, you know what? I got a question. I got a caller, April. Hold on for a minute. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Chris Norton. I want to know if do you climb it or, I mean, you don't climb it, do you?
Okay, that's really rude, man.
Yeah, I climb it.
Well, no, I'm just, is there prostitution or?
Will you shut up?
Not like that.
Sorry about that. Here's RC. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask the young lady, so you don't do a lap dance or nothing?
No.
If you did, is it worth it or not?
Okay, thanks for that call. Next call, Mavis.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting into stripping off.
Yeah, okay, thanks. April. Well, you know what? Can we... I don't want to say where you work, because then you'll just get bugged by a lot of creeps, right? Of course, you're bugged by a lot of creeps every night, aren't you?
Sure.
Hey, let me ask you, are you on your break right now?
I am.
So you're standing there with nothing on from the waist up, talking to me on the phone?
Correct.
Cool. Are you leaning against the pole you work, or are you...
No.
There's April
not
on the phone.
Yet.
Yeah, hold on.
I'll think about you when I lean up against the pole.
Yeah. Hey, April, you're back to work. Yeah, hold your horses. So anyway, Phil... Yeah.
April, stage one. Benny's here.
Do you get the same guy, you know, the guy that says, put on that leopard skin thing, honey. I like that.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Are you married?
I am.
Oh, no wonder. I kept for the longest time trying to get her to go out with me. I'm kidding around, Maria. But April's very faithful to her man. What's your guy do?
He's a journalist, actually.
Is he really?
Yes.
Was he the cat that I met?
He is.
Some guy wrote an article about me in Salt Lake City.
No, it wasn't that one.
Okay.
He actually writes for the sports department.
Does he? And he met you while he was in there trying to figure out what he was going to do with it. What was he doing? A sports writer, strip bar? It makes sense.
It does.
Well, April, thanks for calling us tonight. I don't think it would have been complete without a little phone call from you. And the best of luck in your career. If you got any good pictures, send them to us.
I sure will.
After September 30th, we can put them on our homepage.
Cool.
And we don't care who cares.
Awesome.
All right, April.
I'm going to miss you, Phil.
Thanks very much.
I'll keep in touch.
I'll miss all you guys. Thanks.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, I guess I can still go to Sweet Feathery Jesus and talk to all the Gloids. Well, it's about that time. We're going to take a break. We've got a little presentation for you after the break. I want to tell all of you, especially those of you who are with me from the beginning and all the stations who are with me from the beginning, I really think that we made great radio. You recognized it. Thank you for laughing at the things that we think are funny. It's nice to know that there are people like me in the world, so I consider you to be family. I do think the radio show we did made history, and we'll continue to make it. Thank you. God bless you. God bless our men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Climb on it all night.